A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Yung Israel of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Shabbos 21b, pagination page 42. We have the privilege of starting the section about Hanukkah. And the way it gets into Shabbos is because it's linked to the Mishnah about what types of wicks and fuels you're allowed to use on Shabbos, and therefore launching the sugya of Hanukkah is the topic of Hadlakas Ner Hanukkah, how to light the Hanukkah menorah. Starting from the third line on the page, Amar Rav, Rav said, Pesilos u'shemanim she'amru chachamim, regarding the wicks and fuels that our sages said, ei madlikim bohem b'shabbos, you can't light them on Shabbos, madlikim bohem b'chanukah, you're allowed to use them for Chanukah, bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos, whether it's weekday or whether it's Shabbos. Now, let's think this through. Obviously, the best way to do Chanukah licht is to do them in an ideal fashion using fuel and wick that burn beautifully. And in fact, it's brought that Ner Chanukah Shemen Zayis is the best, olive oil. Contemporary poskim say that if you want a clear light, it could be that wax candles, if they're done properly, could also, they give a beautiful pure light and they glow. It's debatable by the Hanukkah menorahs because the candles are so close to each other, etc. We can analyze all and give debate. However, our statement in the Gemara is, bottom line, even the things that were not recommended for Shabbos lights, because we're worried they're not going to give proper light, you're going to adjust it, etc., all of that, bottom line, is not a concern regarding Hanukkah lights. Why not? Not by weekday, and not by Shabbos. Omer Rabbi Yirmiya explained, my timer, what's the reason, Rav? Kosova, because he's holding, Kofso Ein Zakukla. There's a unique law by the lights of Hanukkah, that if it goes out, it doesn't bother us. In other words, if you lit the Hanukkah menorah in a way that it would burn for the requisite half hour, and everything was fine, and then it was acted upon by an outside force, and it went out, so then you were yotze the mitzvah, because hadlaka osa mitzvah, the lighting is the mitzvah, which is the way we recite the bracha, lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. There's no mitzvah that it has to actually burn. It has to be lit in a way that it could burn. So that's step number one. Just pause here for a little comic relief. Someone once asked if you're allowed to light Hanukkah lights on an airplane. Apparently it was asked before 9/11, before everybody was all nervous, right? So someone asked, are you allowed to light Hanukkah lights on an airplane? So the answer, of course, is that they're going to blow it out. How could you possibly let the thing burning? But someone asked, I'll light it. I'll light it with enough fuel to burn for a half hour, and the stewardess will blow it out, and I'm yotze the mitzvah. It's great comic relief. It follows the Gemara's analysis beautifully, because I lit it with enough fuel to burn for a half hour. But bottom line is it's comic relief, because there's no way you could light the fire. That alone would cause big trouble. The way to light on an airplane would be with a battery-operated Hanukkah menorah where you see the filament and the equivalent of a flashlight, but designed in a way that it's clear that it's a Hanukkah menorah and not a flashlight. And that would be the method that could be used. But the logic is indeed accurate. I lit it. It could have burnt for a half hour, but it was acted upon by an outside force. One could argue over there that the stewardess in the application is a Ruach Mitzuya, but either way, it serves for a Talmudic teaser, as we call it. But that's step number one. You're allowed to use these fuels, even though they're not so reliable, because even if it went out, under normal circumstances, it generally burns for the half hour. You are yotze the mitzvah, according to the Gemara. Va'osur lehishtamesh le'ora, and the second factor that allows you to use the fuels on Hanukkah, even if it's Shabbos, is because you're not allowed to benefit from the light of the menorah. So when it came to Shabbos lights, we wanted you to benefit from them. So if it's not burning properly, we're worried on Shabbos, you're going to adjust the flame. But Hanukkah menorah, you're not allowed to benefit from anyway. So what do we care if it doesn't give a perfect light? For Hiddur mitzvah, to make the mitzvah nice, for sure you should use the nicest. But you want to know, bottom line, are we worried? We're not worried. Because it's Shabbos, you're not allowed to adjust it. But the Hanukkah menorah, by definition, you're not going to adjust, because everybody knows you're not allowed to benefit from the light of the menorah. Skip down about six lines. In the beginning of the line, it says, Ligirsa di Yankusa, and then we continue. Vikavsa ein zakukla, asks the Gemara, you don't have to relight it if it goes out? Viraminu, I'll ask you a question which seems to contradict that statement. Beginning of the next line. Mitzvasa, the mitzvah of Hanukkah menorah, is mishetishka hachama, from sunset at shetich laregel menashok, until people leave the marketplace. What does it mean, the mitzvah is from then to then? My lav, the Gemara's first reaction, which causes the question, de'ikavsa ha'damadlik lo. One would think that if it goes out, you have to relight it. And that would indicate that the rule is, if it goes out, you have to relight it. And here is the amount of time that it's got to burn, and if it goes out, you got to relight it. Answers the Gemara, lo. No. That's not what it means. You don't have to relight it, and we stand on our original position. Rather, what does it mean that from sunset until people leave the marketplace is the time for Hanukkah menorah? Number one, de'ilo adlik madlik. If you did not yet light it, you still are able to light it. It's still within the parameters of lighting. Ve'inami, or a second rule, Lishiura, for how long it's supposed to last. You're supposed to light it from sunset. It's supposed to be burning from sunset until people leave the marketplace. Which the Gemara in the next lines explains. It's Adichalya Rigla de Tarmudai. There was a group of people that would be the last ones in the marketplace. They were the ones who supplied the wood if people came home, found that they didn't have wood for the fire, they would come out and these Tamrudai would take care of them. These are the last people around. And that was a half hour after the marketplace cleared out. And that's where we have the source for a half hour after sunset and a half hour that it should last at least a half hour. These are sourced in this original Gemara. What the exact time that we should classify, I keep using the word sunset, but what that actual time is included in our general question of what's called dusk, Bein Hashmashos, and therefore people recommend that it should last from sunset until half hour after nightfall, whenever you define nightfall, and therefore the recommended time to light Hanukkah menorah is a little bit after Shkia, after sunset, so that it'll catch a little bit of the half hour after sunset, which is the earliest possible time, and it'll keep going until after nightfall to include that level of the mitzvah as well. Included in this statement of this Gemara is the concept that many people have, that they tried to let the Hanukkah menorah last even longer, because in our time, Achatich L'Rego Manashuk is a far longer time. And even if it's not required, but you're getting a mitzvah because people are on the street well after, even if sunset is a little before 5 o'clock, people are still on the streets for sure till 9, possibly 10 o'clock. And likewise, if a person didn't get to light menorah, we allow him to light with a bracha a much later time than is being described here when they didn't have street lights and headlights. Let's just do two more lines here. Tanu Rabbanon, at the two dots, skipping like two lines here. Mitzvah Chanukah ner ishu beiso. The mitzvah of Chanukah is one light per household. V'hamahadrin, those who do it nicer, ner l'chol echad ve'echad, they do a light for every person. This is still being lit by the head of household, presumably. V'hamahadrin min hamahadrin, but if you want to do the best of the best, you light 8 and you diminish each night. And Beisilah, which is the opinion we follow, is you start with 1 and you keep adding until you culminate with a full menorah of 8 on the menorah. And that signifies the beauty of the mitzvah, the beauty of the miracle that increased, that was greater each night as the oil lasted at the time of Chanukah. Yeshikoach, have a wonderful day.